Welcome back to Medicaid Radio. Do you serve Medicaid patients that have what's called managed care? How do you determine what kind they have? And what difference does it make when you're trying to file a claim? That's what we'll look at now. Our first question is, what's the first step in making sure Medicaid will pay if your patient has a managed care?
That's a good question. First, you'll need to determine what type of insurance they have. FFS, MCO, or MHN.
That's right. In all cases, the patient will most likely show you their Healthy Connections card. But from managed care organizations or MCOs, they will give you an additional card.
But what if they don't?
Of course, you should ask for all cards. But if you look them up on WebTool and see an MCO, you definitely want to ask.
So, a patient is part of an MCO, but the practice isn't. What happens then?
If you're not an MCO, you may be granted a one-time referral or authorization. Long term, you might consider participating as a managed care organization.
Otherwise, you'll need to make the patient aware that they'll have to self-pay. It's the same if you're not an MHN or even traditional fee-for-service. Just make sure they know that you're not participating and they'll have to pay out of pocket. Okay, so let's assume that the practice handles all of those. FFS, MHN, and MCO. Our next question then is, what kind of prior authorization is required?
Very good. If it's fee-for-service, then it's a matter of looking up those procedure codes in Section 2 of the Provider Manual. Also, be aware of any waiver limitations on that patient's Medicaid status.
Now, if you're an MHN, you want to research who the primary care physician is and get a referral number for the claim.
And MCOs?
You pretty much always need prior authorization for the MCO.
Exactly. Now here's one. How do I know if I should be collecting a copay from the patient?
Moreover, how much is it, right?
Right. For fee-for-service, you'll need to check the copay schedule.
Yes. It varies according to service type. And where is that found?
Appendix 3 of your provider manual at scdhhs.gov.
What if the patient has an MHN or an MCO?
Well, in that case, you have to check with the specific plan. Go to scchoices.com. That's www.scchoices.com.
You'll find the plan specifics, and there may not even be a copay at all. That brings us to our last question.
What's that?
Where do I send the claim? For fee-for-service and MHNs, you send them to South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services.
But not for MCOs?
Nope. Send the MCO claims directly to the MCO plan itself.
Let's recap. First, figure out what type of Medicaid the patient has. Ask to see all their cards and check the web tool.
Or, if you use a vendor or clearinghouse to check.
That's right.
Next, make sure you get prior authorizations and any MHN referrals squared away. And lastly?
Lastly, send your claim to South Carolina DHHS, unless it's an MCO. Send those to the MCO.
Very good.
But how will our listeners remember all of this next week when it happens?
Check out our links to quick reference guides on this podcast's outline. And have a great day.